Dean Richards with entertainment news now. That video of the guy grabbing Ariana Grande is kind of scary, isn't it, Dean?
Very, very, very disturbing. I've seen people on red carpets get very aggressive with the celebrities that are, you know, they're greeting the fans, and, you know, they're nice enough often to take pictures. They take pictures more than they sign autographs these days. But people get very, very pushy, and this Wicked premiere tour that's going on right now is going all over the world. It stopped in Singapore, and some guy jumps over the barricade and rushes Ariana Grande on the red carpet. Cynthia Erivo jumps in to protect her. That guy now has been arrested, charged with public nuisance. If he's found guilty, he could be fined up to $2,000. The local media is reporting that the guy plans on pleading guilty, admitting that he did it. But
hasn't he done this before?
I'm not sure if I've heard that, but wouldn't surprise me.
Would not see that.
Here, you know what? Here, I'm just looking a little deeper. He previously found his way on stage at Katy Perry concerts, The Weeknd, Chainsmokers, and others. So he is...
time for a restraining order.
Yeah, 26-year-old guy. He goes by the name Pajama Man on Instagram.
Hmm. Is that what he does this? He does it to post video?
That would be my guess. Hmm. That would be my guess. You know, anything to get some video that might go viral, I guess, is what it is. But just, you know, some people just lose their minds at these, you know, at events like this. And I get it. It's exciting to see your favorite stars, whatever. But keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, try to control yourself.
Yeah.
Latin Grammys last night. What's the headline?
Yeah, big night. Not so much for all the people who have been complaining about Bad Bunny appearing at the Super Bowl. He was the big winner last night. He won. He took home the biggest prize of the night, Album of the Year. He's also won four other Latin Grammy Awards last night in urban and reggaeton categories. Other big winners last night, if you're familiar with Latin music, you know the Colombian pop singer Karol G received Song of the Year honors. Alejandro Sanz won for Record of the Year. So big, huge night, amazing performances. I watched some of it last night, and, you know, I'm sitting there going, I do not understand one thing that anybody is saying. The whole thing's in Spanish, of course, but I had the best time watching the show. It was so fun, and the music was absolutely amazing.
Next time, give Marianne a call. She'll come over and interpret everything.
Get the subtitles, the Marianne subtitles.
Yeah, exactly. This is a sad story about the actor from Dawson's Creek, isn't it?
Yeah, this has been a story, sadly, that we've been following for a while. James Vanderbeek, who you may remember from Dawson's Creek, has been battling cancer. And he's, you know, not all actors are, you know, rolling in money. He is not. He was diagnosed with colorectal cancer last year and is going through treatment, which, as you may know, is very, very, very expensive. He's decided to put some of his own personal wardrobe and props from Dawson's Creek, merch from the show, things that were memorabilia for him for being on that show. He's putting it all up for auction. It's going to be part of a prop store entertainment live auction December 5th through 7th. He says, I've been storing these treasures for years, and with all the unexpected twists and turns that life has presented me recently, it's clear that the time is now to sell them. So he's trying to raise some money to pay for the cancer treatment that he has to go through.
And Dean's got a list of things to do this weekend.
One of those something for everyone kind of weekends. A show, if you want to go see a live show right now, The production of Hell's Kitchen has rolled into Chicago. This is the musical that is inspired by the music and the life of Alicia Keys. It is one hit after another.
Yeah, even I liked it. I saw it in New York.
Amazing show.
It is.
At the Niederlander Theater, now through November 30th. Somebody flagged this tape. Bob liked a musical. Save this for the Broadcast Museum. The musical adaptation of Jekyll and Hyde is over at the Chopin Theater through December 21st. For the kids, Gabby's Dollhouse is at the Chicago Theater on Sunday. And the Oscar-nominated actress Leslie Ann Warren is going to be in town this weekend. She is going to be hosting a screening of the classic comedy film Clue that will be shown big screen at the Studebaker Theater Sunday night. It's the 40th anniversary of this film, but an opportunity to see one of the original stars from the movie live and in person. Leslie Ann Warren, by the way, will be on my Sunday show this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. For music this weekend, we've got Grand Funk Railroad bringing their hits to the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. Great White and Slaughter are at the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday. Jazzman Boney James at the City Winery Saturday and Sunday. We also have producer and rapper Jermaine Dupri at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. DJ Jazzy Jeff, remember him, along with comedian Dion Cole, hilarious, doing stand-up at Wintrust Arena on Saturday night. Also in comedy, we've got our own Mike Toomey, who is bringing the laughs to the Copley Theater, which is just right across the street from the Paramount in downtown Aurora. Two shows, Saturdays at 5 and 8. We also have comedian Ari Spears at the Improv in Schaumburg, and stand-up Chris D'Elia at the Chicago Theater on Saturday night. By the way, the Lightscape exhibition at the Chicago Botanic Garden in Glencoe gets underway this weekend. It is so beautiful. Get the family, stroll the gardens, and enjoy it. It's going to be out there till January the 4th. Got a couple of movies that are opening this weekend. Both of them are just okay, not great. One is called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. It is a sequel to the 2016 movie, Now You See Me, a comedy magic heist movie with Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson. Morgan Freeman's in it. It's got an all-star cast. Unfortunately, the plot is not as all-star as the cast is. It's just kind of a continuation of the first movie. They are out. They're all, you know, master magicians. They're out to pull off the biggest heist ever seen to man. To me, magic doesn't work as well in the movies as it does. You want to see it in person, I think, to make it most effective. I gave it a Dean's List C. And if you like action movies, there is The Running Man, which is based on the Stephen King novel of the same name. It's a story of an out-of-work guy who signs up for a Squid Games-style game show to raise money to save his ailing daughter. In this game, the players have to stay alive for 30 days while they're being pursued by hunters who are out to kill them. It is a little bit of a satire of the genre of this, it's almost a Hunger Games knockoff. But there are some nice messages, good performances. Glenn Powell, William H. Macy, Michael Cera, Coleman Domingo, Josh Brolin, all starring in it. It is called The Running Man. And I gave that one a Dean's List C+.
And don't forget the sing-along Sound of Music.
I love what they do with the music box around the holidays. They just announced that Sing-Along Sound of Music is coming back, which is where they show this classic movie up on big screen. But when anyone is doing any singing, they put the lyrics up on the screen. And everybody in the theater joins along, and they're Do Re Ming, and So Long Farewell, and Climb Every Mountain, and all the classic songs. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be November 28th, 29th, and 30th. December 3rd and 4th at the Music Box on North Southport. And then shortly after that, they're going to begin their It's a Wonderful Life White Christmas presentation. Same thing. For White Christmas, they put lyrics and people come dressed up. It's so much fun to hang out at the Music Box around the holidays. You want to get more info, musicboxtheater.com.
That is a Chicago treasure, the Music Box.
Absolutely. Beautiful theater. They've done a little renovating there. The chairs are way more comfortable than the originals that were there. Mm-hmm. But the selection of films that they show there in their theaters has always been fantastic. But I love when they bring back some of these old movies, many of which we've only seen on television. You know, if you're of a certain age, you have only seen them on television. To see movies like Sound of Music and White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life up on a big screen, it is a night and day difference.
The good news is they are supported very well by the community. The bad news is they sell out fast with all of these movies, so
wait. That's why I'm mentioning it now, because it does sell out. And I don't know if you can do this or not, but when you go buy your tickets, I think if you ask to not be seated near me singing, you will probably enjoy the movie a lot more than if you're anywhere in my general vicinity.
Yeah, so it's worth the extra $10 to do that.
Exactly.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Dean.
See you, bye.